الحمد لله الذي أحصى كل شيء عددا وأعطى كل شيء خلقه ثم هدى. أحمده سبحانه وأستغفره، ومن جميع أعمالي أستغفره. أستعينه في نيل الرضا، وأستمد لطفه فيما قضى. ثم الصلاة والسلام على الرسول محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا إلى يوم الدين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. A few years ago, something happened which rocked the world. In the United States of America, somebody who used to work for the security agency, he revealed to the population and to the world that the government was listening, that there was a program on people's phones, on their computers, on their laptops, and that data was being collected on every individual and any individual without their permission. This caused a huge reaction across the world. People were shocked. Nobody could digest the fact that somebody was tracking, monitoring, and watching their every single move and every single message that was sent. Similar happened with WikiLeaks, with other whistleblowers who exposed that really none of us are ever having a moment of privacy. And this has all happened in the recent years when we realize that we are being watched. And that takes us to today's lesson, which comes to the name of Allah, that reminds us that Allah is always with us in His knowledge. He's always watching. He's always hearing. Allah's name Al-Aleem. And Allah's names Al-Sami' Al-Basir and Al-Khabir. All of these names, they circle around the same concept, which is the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows our every move and our every moment, our every thought. And in the Quran, when we look at these words, as we always do every lesson, we try to note how does Allah use His names in the Quran. Now, does Allah use this name on its own, Al-Aleem? Who said no? Yes, you said no? Okay. He does use it on its own. Who can give me an example where Allah used it on its own? Yes. Wallahu bima ta'amaluna alim. 1 point. This is the front row is the hifth competition. He's got 1 point. The fiqh competition, only Ammar wins every week. Okay. Then there's Allah uses this name Al-Aleem in pairs. Who can give me some? Alimun Hakim. Another? Sami' al-Aleem. Another? Alimun Khabir. Good. These are common ways Allah. Now, here's a question. Why does Allah, when He mentions His name, As-Sami' al-Aleem? As-Sami' the one who hears all. Al-Aleem, the one who knows all. Why did As-Sami' come first? Why not Al-Aleem As-Sami'? Why As-Sami' al-Aleem? Yes. As-Sami' is part of Al-Aleem. Explain. How is it part of Al-Aleem? Okay, so you're saying Sami' is more specific. Al-Aleem is more general. Okay, so he's saying As-Sami' Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can hear. But Al-Aleem means Allah knows all. Right? And to hear is a more specific type of knowledge. Right? So Allah brought As-Sami' first. Some scholars of Balagha, of Arabic language, they said, the reason Allah brought As-Sami' first before Al-Aleem is because if you're listening to someone, you've got to be quite close to them to hear what they're saying. But if you're watching someone, you can be far away. I can see that brother at the back of the room. I don't have to be close to him. And for me to know something, I don't even need to be in this room. If for me to just know that there's 5 brothers in the front row, someone can inform me 10 years from now. That's a khabar, that's a report, a piece of information that's reached me. So which of these names, which of these ideas, sam' to hear, al-basr to see, al-khabar to be informed, which one requires you to be closest to the source? Al-sam' to hear. So al-sami' always comes first. Al-sami' al-basir, al-sami' al-alim, always al-sami' comes first. Because it indicates the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to those He is monitoring. And al-basir always comes second. And al-alim, al-khabir comes later, because you don't have to be so close to the source of information as as-sami'. Now, one of the most beautiful explanations of this name came in Surah Al-Luqman. When Luqman alayhi salam is teaching his child, and the first thing he teaches his child is about Allah. That's the priority. Before they learn alif ba'ta, they should learn who is Allah. And after he taught his child that Allah is one and there's no equal to him, straight after that, the second thing he taught his child, Ya bunayya innaha in taku mithqala habbatin min khardal. My beloved son, there could be a tiny, tiny seed, a mustard seed. فَتَكُنْ فِي صَخْرَةٍ أَوْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ أَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَأْتِ بِهَا اللَّهِ. Whether it's anywhere in the heavens or anywhere on the earth or deep inside a rock, Allah can bring it out. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَطِيفٌ خَبِيرٌ. Allah is subtle. He has ways which nobody can understand. And he's khabir, he's well informed. Luqman alayhi salam in this verse, he gives an example of the smallest possible thing that you can see. When the sun is shining, you see dust particles in the air. This small dust particle which nobody can, you can't even pick up with your hands. Luqman tells his son, whether this particle was somewhere in space, or somewhere in the corner of the earth, or hidden inside a sakhra, a big boulder, a big rock, hidden somewhere inside it, Allah doesn't just know it's there. يَأْتِ بِهَا اللَّهِ. Allah will bring it out if He wants to. When Allah refers to His name Al-Alim, He emphasizes the point that a lot of us, all of us, and we live in the age where this is done all the time, we always try to put up a mask in front of other people. That's what social media is for, right? On social media, you come to somebody's profile. MashaAllah. Wearing a suit in the profile picture. All of the highlight reels, they're eating in fancy restaurants, they're in Turkey, they're in Egypt, they're studying for the exam. MashaAllah, Tabarakal Rahman. What an ideal human being. You just need to ring their mum. What does they actually do day to day? They're always on PlayStation. Their social media is a front. It's fake. What this actual person is like, nobody knows except the ones living with them. We as people, we always do. This is the nature of human beings. We try to put the best face forward depending on who we meet. We try to put a certain persona, a certain image of who we are. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizes in the Quran this point. When it comes to Allah's name, Al-Alim, remember one thing. We can put whatever persona, whatever fake news, whatever image to anybody we want in this world. But Allah knows the real you. The you that is hidden from everybody else. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, إِن تُبَدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ تُخْفُوهُ يُحَاسِبَكُمْ بِهِ اللَّهِ. If you hide what is within yourself, or you show it publicly, it doesn't matter. Allah is going to take you to account for it. يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ. Allah knows when you took a sneaky glance. Nobody was looking, you quickly checked. He knows. يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ. And He knows the secrets in the chest. يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ وَأَخْفَى. He knows the secret, السِّر. And He knows what is more hidden than a secret. What's more hidden than a secret? بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ. Allah knows what is within the chests. What is more hidden than a secret? Can you tell me? I tell you a secret. خلاص. None of you know what me and Ammar talked about. But what is more hidden than that? the thoughts that are in your brain, there's something even more hidden than that. What is deep down in the soul that even you don't know? Yes. Sorry? An-niyyah, the intention, the agenda, the motive. All of these things are deeper. Yes. Ilmul ghayb, the unseen. Jameel. But we're talking about the human being specifically. There's secrets. Me and him, this brother here, me and him may have a secret that nobody knows. Then there's some secrets that I hide that even my wife doesn't know. Only I know. And then there are some secrets that even I don't know. Some things in the back of my mind, my subconscious, the thoughts that pass through that even I don't even realize it's happening in my head. Allah knows that as well. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقَنَا الْإِنسَانَ Allah says, we created the human being. وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُهُ We know what his soul whispers to him. وَنَحْنُ أَقَرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ And we are closer to him than his jugular vein. Allah is closer to us. He monitors our every moment. A couple of years ago, it was realized that there was a famous app on people's phones, a Muslim app, that was tracking data and selling it to one of the governments. Anybody know the name of the app? Muslim Pro, don't install it. Protect your data privacy, GDPR. Yes? Why, when people found out that this Adhan and Salah Times app was tracking all of your movements and selling it to a government, why were people shocked? Because we don't register this idea. It's shocking when we realize that we are being watched, we are being tracked, the CCTV was on. The things people get up to in elevators, the things people get up to when there's no cameras, the things people get up to when they open incognito tab that nobody can see the history in this internet browser, they don't get up to those kind of things in front of anybody else. As human beings, we are built on this idea that we have this feeling, we fool ourselves and deceive ourselves into thinking that we are not being watched. The only difference in the last 100 years was before only Allah was watching you in your privacy of your home. Today, hackers are watching you and your data is being collected and governments are tracking your phone calls and all sorts of things. But beyond all of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-alim. He knows what happened and he knows what is going to happen and he knows what will never happen and he knows if it were to happen, how it would happen. This is Allah's name, al-alim. How do we interact with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Alim? The first thing is you and me should realize that every small thing we do counts for Allah, Al-Alim. Sometimes we do something, we smile at someone, we take someone's insult, we take it in one ear and we throw it in the other ear. We listen, we obey our parents. Things that you and me consider, they are insignificant. But for Al-Alim, he knew it and he recorded it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِهِ عَلِيمًا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمًا Any good that you do, مِنْ خَيْرٍ تَبْعِضِيَّةً The smallest amount of good that you do, Allah knows that as well. Don't belittle your good deeds. Don't think that anything is too small in the sight of Allah. Allah counted it. It counts for him. And don't think, I'm doing these things, but no one's appreciating me. I hosted dinner the other day. I went and I prayed in the masjid. This person said this to me. I gave a loan to that person. I'm tired of all this. I do so much for other people. Allah knows. Nobody may appreciate you. That's why one of the names Allah paired with his name, Al-Alim. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا عَلِيمًا Allah knows and he appreciates. الشَّاكِر The one who appreciates. Because most of the time, people don't appreciate. Nor should we expect them to appreciate. Who can give me an ayah in the Quran where Allah tells us we should not expect people's thanks and their appreciation? Yes. The beginning of the verse, please, Shaykh. إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُرًا Brother has been promoted to first row for next week to join the competition, inshallah. Qualifying round, he has completed the qualifying round, inshallah. Never underestimate anything you do and know that Allah appreciates it even if nobody is seeing you and nobody knows. The second thing is that Allah's name Al-Alim is a very comforting name. It gives you reassurance. When Yusuf alayhi salam leaves home, scholars say he left his house, his father's house, for 40 to 50 years. Imagine, he was 7 or 8 years old when he left home, and when his family is reunited with him, he's about 50 years old. Imagine. When he left home, he left the house of Yaqub alayhi salam. What are the last two words his father said to him? Who can tell? This is semi-final question, a very hard question. Our father saying, Alif Lam Ra, Alif Lam Mim. كَذَلِكَ يَجْتَبِيكَ رَبُّكَ. Go on, reach the end of the ayah. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ. The last thing this father tells his son, as he doesn't see him for 40 years, is know that Allah is Alim and Hakim, knowledgeable and wise. It may have been that these were the only names of Allah known to Yusuf alayhi salam, but it sustained him in the well. It sustained him in the palace. It sustained him when women were trying to seduce him. It sustained him in the prison. It sustained him as a minister. And it sustained him when he reunited with his parents. In Surah Yusuf, when he is left from his father, and the only thing he knows about Allah is these important things. Allah is knowledgeable and he is wise. This pair is very important. Alimun Hakim. We'll come to that in a second. When Yusuf alayhi salam is seduced by a woman, by a group of women, and he's threatened, if you don't give in to what we want, you're going to be in trouble. Yusuf alayhi salam says, وَقَالَ الْمَلِكُ أُتُونِي بِهِ فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُ الرَّسُولُ قَالَ ارْجِعْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَاسْأَلْهُ مَا بَالُ النِّسْوَةِ اللَّاتِي قَطَّعْنَ أَيْدِيَهُنَّ إِنَّ رَبِّي بِكَيْدِهِنَّ عَلِيمٌ. The whole world, when Yusuf alayhi salam goes to prison, the marketing campaign, the campaign that goes out on the news, in the city, people are talking, is that he fell in love with her. Is that he did something wrong. That's what everybody thinks. So he is, with this rumor going around, he's stuck in prison. And when he's called back to the palace, oh, the king now has a dream, he needs someone to interpret the dream. We heard that you're quite good at this, come to the palace. He says to the servant, go back and ask the king to right the wrong that was done to me with these women. And then he says, "Inna Rabbi bikaydihinna alim." My Lord is fully aware, fully knowledgeable of what those women are doing. Imagine sitting in a prison for decades and decades, and it's not even due to a sin you committed. You were framed. And the only way he can get through every day in this dark cell is he knows, "Inna Rabbi bikaydihinna alim." Allah knows what they did, and he will deal with them one day. And he does deal with them one day. And this is where Al-Alim comes in contact with Al-Hakim. Allah is the wise. Just a few days ago, the Chancellor of our country was fired, was sacked. Maybe it was today or yesterday, I can't remember. Yeah, yesterday. He released a budget, and the pound dropped, and the prices went up, and everybody was upset, and then he got sacked from his job. Now, this is not a lesson on politics. Okay, good, important disclaimer. But this chancellor was the most knowledgeable and qualified chancellor we have ever had. PhD from Cambridge. He went to Eton, the most high-ranking school in the country, where all the prime ministers go. Cambridge PhD. He has written books on economics, but he only lasted in the job less than a month. It's not enough to be knowledgeable. Being alim is not enough. You need to be hakim. You need to be wise. You need to have experience. You need to have practical experience. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he is alimun hakim, he doesn't just know everything about us and what is best for us and what is going to hurt us and what is going to help us. He also knows the right time. He knows when to test you. He knows what test will break you and what test will make you. And that is why when you look at your life, you have to remember Allah is Alimun Hakim. When you are stuck, when you are in debt, when you are struggling, remember the one who put you in this situation knows you best inside out. And he is the most wise. He put you there for a reason. And that's why the father of Yusuf, Yaqub alayhi salam. When Yaqub alayhi salam, his sons grow up and they come to him and they say, look, there's a minister. He's going to give us more food, but he wants our brother to come. Yaqub alayhi salam knows this is a second trick you guys are doing with me. What does Yaqub alayhi salam say? قَالَ بَلْ سَوَّلَتْ لَكُمْ أَنفُسُكُمْ أَمْرًا فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ عَسَى اللَّهُ أَن يَأْتِيَنِي بِهِمْ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. This is the father that produced Yusuf. And when his sons are coming to him and saying, come and send your other son with us, your last precious son, send him with us. We promise we'll bring him back. Promise. Yaqub alayhi salam says, you guys are planning something, but I'm going to be patient. Allah is Alim. He knows what you guys are up to, even if I don't. And he is Hakim. He is only doing this to me for a reason. He has a wisdom behind everything he does. Don't relate to Allah's name Al-Alim without remembering Al-Hakim when it comes to your life. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows you inside out, and that's why he puts you through certain situations in life, because he is Al-Hakim. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comforts the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, there's a particular story. Two men, after the Battle of Badr, they sit in the Kaaba, next to the Kaaba, in the darkness of the night. Umayr and Safwan. And they say, you know what? After the Battle of Badr, we lost our family. We lost our cousins died, our brothers died. Life is not the same. There's no point living. Let's go and give this man, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let's go and give him some. Let's teach him a lesson. So Umayr gets on his horse and he goes to Medina. And he goes to visit the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks him, why have you come, ya Umayr? And Umayr says, I've come because my son has been captured in war. I've come to see my son. But he came to kill the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet says, Umayr, tell me really why are you here? He says, no, I just came to see my son. My son is here. I've come to see him, visit my son. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Alim. Allah says in the Quran, فَإِنَّكَ بِأَعْيُنِنَا. He tells the Prophet, we are watching you with both eyes. We are keeping a close eye on you. Al-Alim, he knows when people are plotting against you and when they're trying to get you in trouble, and he protects you. This man comes to kill the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah informs him in advance. The Prophet tells him, be honest with me. And then this man realizes, this man is not a normal man, but he is a messenger of Allah. And he takes the shahada on the spot. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa annaka rasulullah. Al-Alim informs the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before he's assassinated, before he's attacked, before things happen. We may not get this information, but know that Al-Alim is watching and he's hearing and he knows and he's looking after you. How many a car accident Al-Alim protected you from? How many a situation you thought was good for you, but Al-Alim put you in a different situation, took you down a different path. He knew what was better. This is Al-Alim. The other area in the Quran, Allah's name Al-Alim, is always attached, is when Allah describes his ahkam, his rulings. The ayah, the longest ayah in the Quran, is in which surah? Surah Al-Baqarah. On which topic? Debt. It's on loans. How to give a loan and how to take a loan. And what does that ayah end with? Wallahu bi kulli shay'in alim. The ayah is related to marriage and divorce. Ayah is related to inheritance. Ayah is related to finances. Most of these ayahs, they end with alim. Why? Let me first take you to Surah Yasin. Allah talks about the order in the universe. وَالشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي لِمُسْتَقَرٍ لَهَا ذَلِكَ تَقْدِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ. When you look at the sun, every day Allah says the sun has its own route, its own orbit. Allah has said this is how the sun is going to move, and it's moving in that exact motion. And then Allah says, ذَلِكَ تَقْدِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ. That was the doing of the mighty, the knowledgeable. What does that mean? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows how this universe works. The stars, the sun, the moon. As human beings discover space more and more, our minds are blown as to what lies beyond this universe. People ask, are there aliens? Is there this? We are amazed what is beyond this universe. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what He created so well, He knows how to organize it. How to organize the sun and the planets and the asteroids and the moon and this earth and gravity. Who organized it? Al-Alim. He knows His creation. See, if you buy something from Gumtree today, used, secondhand, you're always going to run into a problem. One day something's going to go wrong with the product, and you're not going to have the instruction manual because it didn't come out of the box. And then you think, what am I going to do? You go onto Google, instruction manual for Sony X143 washing machine. Why are you looking for the instruction manual? Why don't you try and press some buttons, pull some plugs yourself? Because you know the manufacturer knows best about its product. And that's where you remember the words of Allah. أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقَ وَهُوَ وَاللَّطِيفُ الْخَبِيرُ. Doesn't he know the one who created us, the one who manufactured us? Doesn't he know best about his product? And he is the subtle, the all-aware. Allah's name Al-Khabir in the Quran, you go to every verse in which his name Al-Khabir is mentioned and you see a pattern. Al-Khabir is always mentioned in the context of the secrets that he knows. Because khabar is a report. You get in, someone tells you something, it's a report, you are informed about something. In Arabic, there's the phrase mukhabarat, which means secret services, informants, right? These akhbar, the secrets, the hidden. Whenever Allah uses His name Al-Khabir, He's referring to the secrets that you think nobody would know, but the news has reached Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Khabir, from khabar, news, information, reports. And so coming back to our point, Allah's name Al-Alim is tied to all of the rulings of the Sharia. Human beings have tried for centuries to create governments, systems, laws, legal systems to govern finances, transport, relationships, marriage, divorce. And human-created systems have always had some issue or the other. But when the one who knows the product, when he gives the instruction manual, it always makes sense. This Sharia, these laws that Allah has revealed, this system of life, ad-deen, that Allah has revealed, from marriage to divorce, to finance, to government, to family relationships, everything is included in one package. Sometimes you come across a ruling and you think it doesn't make sense. Why should I wipe the top of my sock? Isn't the bottom more dirty? Sometimes you think, oh, this ruling doesn't make sense. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds you at the end of the ayah, whenever He tells you some of His laws, Wallahu alimun hakeem. The one who made this law, he knows the product best. And every time it's turned out true. Every time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a tashri', He makes a law, a rule, later on we realize this was the best thing for humanity. أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقَ وَهُوَ اللَّطِيفُ الْخَبِيرُ. One of the last point with Allah's name, Al-Alim. Al-Alim frequently comes with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name, As-Sami' Al-Alim. And it comes in this context specifically when Allah wants us to make dua. When Allah wants us to make dua, He tells us, I hear and I know. Maryam alayhi salam. Or rather the mother of Maryam alayhi salam. She's pregnant and she's expecting and she's about to give birth to a daughter. And she lifts her hands to Allah and she calls on Him. إِذْ قَالَتِ امْرَأَةُ عِمْرَانَ رَبِّ إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ لَكَ مَا فِي بَطْنِي مُحَرَّرًا فَتَقَبَّلْ مِنِّي. Oh Allah, I dedicate to you whatever is in my stomach. You know, and sometimes you open a book, the first page is dedicated to my husband and wife and dog and fulan and allan. Yes, Maryam, Imrati Imran, she says, oh Allah, I dedicate this daughter to you, whatever is in my stomach. فَتَقَبَّلْ مِنِّي إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Oh Allah, accept this from me. You are the hearing and the knowing. If someone can hear you, they already know you. But Allah's name, As-Sami' tells you, in the dark night, when everybody's sleeping, and you are crying and whispering to Allah, He hears your whisper. He hears you. Every time you speak to Him, He hears you. People may not hear you. You say, go away, don't bother me, it's too late. Why are you knocking on my door? It's 11 p.m. I don't want to hear your life story. Go away. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears. And He never turns away. Who can tell me somewhere else in the Quran where Allah says, dua, which ends with, As-Sami'ul Alim. This is now semi-finals. This is the finals. This is the most difficult one. Okay, Sheikh Abdullah, he's won, but you have to give me the beginning of the ayah as well. You cannot get away like this. Good, mashallah. Today, one of the uncles has won the competition. He got the World Cup. وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَاعِيلُ. As Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail are building the greatest property on the face of this earth, the Kaaba. Brick by brick. A small deed. Construction. But they're doing it for a great vision. And as they are doing, building this small thing for a big vision in the future, he calls upon Allah. Oh Allah, accept this from me. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. You are the hearing and you are the knowing. You know that these bricks are small, but my aims are large. You know how much effort we have made to come here. You hear our voices even though nobody else may. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. You are the hearing and you are the knowing. So we talked about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name, Al-Aleem, creating within us our awareness that He is watching us and He knows the hidden as well as the public. We talked about Allah's name, Al-Aleem, as showing that Allah knows best about us and He knows how to organize us. So every ruling He gives us comes from the most knowledgeable lawgiver. We talked about Allah's name, Al-Aleem, as the reassurance and the comfort in the times of difficulty. What Yusuf alayhi salam carried when he was being plotted against, when he was being tricked, when he was being seduced, he remembered, Inna Rabbi Alimun Hakim. Allah is knowledgeable and Allah is wise. And we learned that Al-Aleem is also the one who listens to your every request. So say something because He is listening. Imagine if I call someone and you pick up the phone and I'm just quiet. You know, sometimes you get voicemail. You get voicemail and you listen to the voicemail and you just hear the car driving and doors slamming. Someone forgot and they left it on. And sometimes you get pocket dialed. You say, Assalamu alaikum. Hello. And you can just hear someone's driving, someone's doing something else. You think, yeah, Sheikh, why did you call me if you're going to be quiet, if you're going to be doing something else? Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is actively listening to us, waiting for us to speak to Him. We've called and we're quiet. Nothing comes out of us. We complain to human beings. We complain to others. But we don't say anything to Allah. Going back to Yaqub alayhi salam, the man who knows Allah is Al-Aleem. He's patient because Allah is Al-Aleem. He's willing because Allah is Al-Aleem. When his sons ask him, when his sons trouble him, when they ditch his Yusuf alayhi salam, what does he say? إنما أشكو بثي وحزني إلى الله. I only complain of my sadness and my sorrows to Allah. وأعلم من الله ما لا تعلمون. And I know of Allah things that you don't know. He is listening, so it's time to speak up. And because it is late, I'll let you all return to your homes. Don't forget Al-Aleem. Speak to Al-Aleem. Trust in the wisdom of Al-Aleem. Be comforted because He is protecting you with His knowledge. And never forget, your mobile may be tracked, CCTV may be on, but there is someone tracking you when nobody else is looking. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.